Well, some people have called me a nerd. And of course, that's in a loving way. It just means that when they have something wrong with their electronical equipment, they come and talk to me first. So I don't mind so much being called a nerd. Haven't always been one. Kind of grew the last, I don't know, 5-6 years into one, just kind of based on the work that I do. And one of the things that's very important that I do at work, and it's not something that gets touched that often, it's called a firewall. Now, a firewall is one of the things that is probably, I would say, one of the most important things, both in an IT department, but also at home. And you'll see why. Now, a firewall provides a set of rules, a set of filter rules. And so all traffic that comes into a computer or out of a computer or a server, it goes through a firewall. And the rules that you put in place get passed through the firewall, and you see what happens. It either allows or denies traffic based on the rules that get put in place. Now, there are multiple configurations that can get put in place. The ones that you have at home, you've probably never touched. You probably don't even know they exist. But from a server side, it's very important that you put in massive rules. See, these rules are very important because they allow traffic in or they allow traffic out. And it can get really, really complex. In fact, just 2 weeks ago, I was working on a server at work, or our firewall, and it controls our entire infrastructure. And I put a couple changes in, and I'm always very hesitant to do so because it's a very scary thing because, well, you can break just about everything. And, you know, I broke 5 or 6 servers. It's pretty fun. Everything started going off. Woo, woo. Red lights. My fellow coworker jumped in right away and helped me figure out what I had done wrong. And it was one little errant configuration that I had clicked and decided, oh, I didn't need that. Well, even when you do that initial click, it creates a rule, and it kind of dropped it in above a bunch of other rules. So that was a fun drill to go through. But the main purpose of the firewall, as I've said, is to keep end users safe. A firewall, while your computer or server is on, it's always on. It's always there, even when you don't see it and when you don't think about it. And so I started thinking about this from a Christian's perspective. Because just like a firewall on your computer, which is needed to keep out any bad guys, and trust me, there's a lot of bad guys out there trying to get into your computers, into your servers, whether you realize it or not, they're constantly hitting them. And so we each must have a Christian firewall. Now, the Ten Commandments, you could say, is our firewall. In Matthew 22 and verse 40, Christ says that the love for God and the love for fellow man is what's the most important thing in the law. And those two are just a summarization of the Ten Commandments. So we see that the Ten Commandments is extremely important. It's how we have to live our life. All of our actions must be parsed through the firewall of the Ten Commandments. Now, when you have firewalls, you build these rules, and then you can have sub-rules. And each sub-rule does a different thing, but you still have to have your core, which would be for us the Ten Commandments. But then for us, we have Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23. And as Mr. Harris was going through his sermon last week, I was like, oh boy, he's touching on everything. But that's okay. We're going to go ahead and read Galatians 5 and 22 and 23. Because these are the fruits of our spirit. And they should act as sub-filter rules to the Ten Commandments. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering and kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such, there is no law. You see, everything that we do can be filtered and should be filtered through these rules here in Galatians. And it says, there's no law against doing these things. In fact, that's what you should be doing, what I should be doing. Let's also look at Proverbs 30 and verse 5. Proverbs 30 and verse 5, it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. You know, one of the things that must be done when you are using a firewall is to actually see if it's doing what you expect it to be doing, to see if there are any holes anywhere. You know, sometimes when you're fixing one thing, like I was trying to do the other day, you can break something else. And sometimes you may not even know that you've broken it. So it takes care and attention to detail when setting up these rules and policies. And then once they're set up, also testing to see how they're going to work. Now, one missing rule, one misconfigured thing, it can spell disaster. And then another thought was allowing or denying traffic. You know, David asked God to help him avoid things that were evil or wrong for him. Psalm 101 in this context of a firewall is very interesting. We can be guarded by God using him as our firewall. But we still have a duty to keep things out from ourselves. You know, a firewall can help keep bad guys out, but if you set up your firewall in such a way that you invite things in, if you spend all this time setting a firewall up and using rules and denying traffic, but then you go and open a side door and you say, come on in, then you open up your firewall. You bypass it, and then it becomes useless. Now, once you have things inside your system, it can become very, very difficult to clean an infected system. I've had to clean infected systems, and it takes a lot of work. It takes hours and hours to get something back working the way it should. But sometimes, and that really stinks because then you lose everything, you have to wipe the system. You have to start over. And hopefully, that's not what happens to us. So let's look at Psalm 101. We'll read verses 1 to 8. Psalm 101, and beginning in verse 1. I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praise. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? And I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me, and I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, him I will destroy. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house, and he who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Early I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of the Lord. So David starts here by realizing and acknowledging God. And then he moves on saying that it's up to him to walk wisely before God. And he goes on to list the things that he's trying to avoid. But not only that, he's also saying that he's avoiding those who talk bad about others, people with perverse hearts, those who are full of pride and arrogance, those who lie, etc. You know, David wanted nothing to do with these things. And he realized that the people with whom he associated would have a negative impact on him. So he worked on his firewall to make sure that it was keeping bad traffic out. Now let's turn to Psalm 16 and verse 1. Psalm 16 and verse 1, and we're going to think about this in the context of a firewall keeping our system safe. Psalm 16:1 says, "Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, 'You are my God. My goodness is nothing apart from you.' As for the saints who are on the earth, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight." Verse 5, "O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot." So we see that we are no one without God. Nothing that we do is worth anything unless we come to a realization of who we are and what we are and what we are trying to accomplish. But from the standpoint of what is in God's eyes. You know, we can rely on God for all things. Our firewall should be so much a part of us that we don't even have to think about it. That it's just ingrained in who we are. In Matthew 7, verse 15. Matthew 7, verse 15 to 20. Christ had a warning. He says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them." Christ is saying here is people who are not bearing good fruits, well, it'll be easy to tell them apart from those who are bearing good fruits. It's not something that we can hide. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5 from the NIV says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." This is one of the ways which we can make sure that we are doing the right things. If we are actively working to understand what Christ and God want. Now, in all of this, if we are doing our part and not letting in the wrong things, working on perfecting our side of the firewall, then we don't have to worry because God will take care of us in very specific ways. So I'd like to close with a few scriptures, and hopefully they give us encouragement and hope and strength to continue on. In Genesis 15 and verse 1, God is talking to Abraham, It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. And also, let's look at some of David's thoughts in Psalm 3 and verse 3. Psalm 3 and verse 3 says, but you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. Chapter 18 and verse 2. Chapter 18 and verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Chapter 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. And finally, if you will turn to Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah 2 and verse 5. This kind of shows, I think, God is a giant firewall for us. Zechariah 2 and verse 5 says, for I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.